Glory to God. We welcome you once again to this 5-minute podcast by Memphis Covenant Faith. My name is Pastor Helen Price. As we begin today's podcast, as always, we pray that God Himself this day will meet you as well as your loved ones at the point of your need, whatever that need might be. In James 5 and verse 16, the Word of God says, "Pray one for another that you may be healed." When I pray for you, my healing also springs forth. As a point of contact and agreement, please lay your hands upon yourself as I pray just for you and your loved ones. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I speak to and bind, rebuke, forbid, arrest, and resist all weakness, sickness, disease, infirmity, pain, discomfort, bondage, and every adverse habit from off of you and your loved ones, and command it to leave you and yours now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Also in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray and declare over you and your loved ones, let there be healing, wholeness, wellness, soundness, deliverance, recreated miracles, and total recovery to every cell, organ, and system from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Let you be blessed to be a blessing unto others. And if you're in agreement with this prayer, please say, "Lord, in Jesus' name, I receive this." Today is podcast 23, part 20 of Setting the Standard of God's Excellence in Our Lives. We began a series of messages on who the precious Holy Spirit is and have covered several aspects of who He is. Last week, we focused on the precious Holy Spirit as the Paracletos, the divine helper, who comes alongside of us and inside of us to empower us to live a victorious life in Jesus Christ. We must remember in our Christian walk and service to God that we are not alone. The precious Holy Spirit will help us by giving us the special ability and endowment to perform and accomplish the work of the Lord that we are called to do. God gave Moses specific instructions when making the tabernacle of what He wanted him to do and to make. We read in Exodus 31, 1 through 6, how God filled and gave special skill by His precious Holy Spirit to workers to make everything that He commanded Moses to make and to do. Now let's read today Exodus 35, verses 30 through 35, where Moses said unto the children of Israel, "See, the Lord hath called by name Bezaleel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and He hath filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in the cutting of stones, to set them, and in carving of wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And He hath put in his heart that he may teach, both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahishamach of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart, to work all manner of work, of the engraver, and of the cunning workman, and of the embroiderer, in blue, and in purple, and scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do any work, and of those that devise cunning work." Notice that God not only filled them with the precious Holy Spirit, giving them wisdom and understanding and knowledge and all manner of workmanship, but in verse 34, He also gave them the ability to teach their skills to others. Beloved, this is so very important for us to know. The precious Holy Spirit will give to us or to others the skills and ability to do what God has called us to do. And He will also raise up teachers who can teach others what He has skilled them to do. As we end this broadcast today, may you continue to lift up the name of Jesus Christ, and may His standard of excellence be set in every area of your life. Remember that the Word of God says in Romans 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This day, if you're not sure of your salvation, please say with me, "Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart and life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God raised you from the dead. I repent of all my sins. I give my heart and life to you. Lord, I ask you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to baptize and fill me to overflowing with your precious Holy Spirit and with power, might, and ability and strength." Now, if you prayed that prayer with me, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, I commend you to God and to the word of His grace that is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are set apart in Jesus Christ. God bless each and every one of you today.